U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan visited several communities last week in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to listen to the top concerns from residents. Those topics included jobs, the proposed Donlin mine, and erosion. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has the details.
Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan was hosted in 11 villages in 4 days last week.
I was joking with my staff yesterday that I probably put on 5 to 10 pounds because of all the great salmon that I ate.
He listened as residents asked him about jobs, discussed their concerns about the proposed on the mine, and about erosion. How to prepare for and respond to erosion is one of the biggest problems facing many communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, like Nutok and Apakiak and Chefornik. Chefornik is one of the villages that Sullivan visited. It sits near the coast.
It was a concern because those houses are really close to the shore.
Bernadette Lewis is the executive director for the Chefornik Traditional Council. She says some of the houses sit about 10 feet from some bodies of water, and it's expensive to move them.
That we don't have funding to buy them new homes if we are going to move the homes away from the shore.
Sullivan says that the main problem is getting funding that is already available delivered to those communities who need it. He says funding increased for the Denali Commission, a federal agency that is helping some communities move. But he says the best solutions will come from community members.
One of the ideas, as I mentioned, was, well, let's look at ways that we can, you know, in some ways build our own houses with our own materials.
The YK Delta is also one of Alaska's most impoverished regions, and that makes job growth a top concern among residents. Again, Sullivan points to community innovation as the best solution. One industry that could spur job growth is mining. The proposed Donlin Gold Mine, which would be one of the biggest in the world if completed, promises more than 3,000 jobs at the height of its construction, and 1,000 jobs annually. Sullivan wouldn't say outright whether or not he supports the mine, but he does say the permitting process could be streamlined.
You know, they have to meet a very high standard. The standard is they can't impact the natural resource that we already know is out there, which is the abundant fish. But they also, it's incumbent upon the federal government to move that along.
And he says there were concerns about the route of the proposed gas line that would provide the fuel to power the mine's operations. Donlin Gold, the company developing the mine, plans to build a 315-mile pipeline from Cook Inlet across the Alaska Range to the site. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.